Morning. I want to thank the praise team and my wife for blessing us with music. It's amazing how God speaks to us through that. Pray. Heavenly Father, you are already at work. We're thankful that we can come into your presence, see the things that you're doing. We're thankful that you invite us to join you. And we ask that we would have hearts that are prepared for your words to be etched on it, and that you would transform our lives through the power of the Word and the Holy Spirit. We thank you for who you are, how you love us. In your name we pray. Amen. Alright, if you've heard the saying before, you learn something new every day, well, you're about to meet your quota. On August 24th through the 26th, people from around the globe made their way to Concino, Italy for the Hide and Seek World Championship. The event, known as Nascondo, which evidently is Italian for hide and seek, was originally created as a joke, but it's now in its ninth year. The appeal of the contest is to avoid daily grind results for elders. Hide and seek, so it's simple, is actually an illustration of a fundamental problem everyone. It's a paradox that people invest each and every day of their lives, no matter how hard they try to hide, they never really can. Some people may not even be aware that they're hiding, but the business is lying. Although there may be many reasons to hide, they all come down to one fear. People are afraid of failure. They're terrified of rejection. They agonize over letting people down. Or they're paralyzed by the thought. Their fear throws them into a cycle of doubt, dread, embarrassment. And all of that entices them to hide until they have the opportunity to escape. Or they wait, hoping that the secret. I want to tell you a story about it. Now, to protect their identity, I'm going to withhold their name. In many ways, some of them may be that you may be able to identify with either both of them or just them individually. As a new couple, they had everything they wanted. They had plenty of food, and their job, their work was fulfilled. One day, however, they made a choice that was the best of their lives. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden. And they hid the Lord God among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid of those people, so I hid." And he said, "I told you you were naked. Have you eaten the tree that I commanded you not to eat from?" The man said, "Woman, put here with me. He gave me fruit, and I ate it." Genesis. Now we've got the setting, the game. Most of us are familiar with the rules of the game. Let's see how all this all plays out. First we see the player, the hider. The seeker calls out a rhetorical question, "Where are you?" And he waits for a response. The ironic part of that is that Adam never directly spoke. Just like in the childhood days. When one hears the speaker, they try to fill their distress. Instead of really admitting, his heart, God, by stating that he was hiding, as if it was really no big deal, just part of the thing. Although he does not say that he was hiding because he was hiding, he never admits the real reason why he was hiding. It was simply that he was afraid. We too often are guilty of this. We hide and never really want to admit the real reason. Our motivation is not getting caught. We dodge. Next, we see Adam's second defense against the fall of oppression by shifting the blame to God. This woman you gave, not I did. This woman you gave me some fruit. As if to say, I didn't ask for her. It's because of her that this happened. Notice that he also includes God in that great this woman. You were the one who gave it. They're still unwilling to face the reason for the fact. There's a third tactic that Adam used. That's used. Genesis 3:13. Seeker asked, pardon. What she has to say about all. As Adam defends himself by pointing the finger at Eve, she deflects by pointing out the trickery of the serpent. He did it. Yeah. Still, no one is admitting getting caught, and no one is willing to come out of hiding. It's out of shame and fear that we choose a path. We choose to draw back and deny the unbelief. Adam and Eve had already everything. There was no rain. They didn't fulfill. There wasn't cold that we know. So they didn't have any need for clothing. And there was no bins or mirrors for other people to be embarrassed by. They also didn't. There was also, they had plenty of food, great variety of that, and they had fulfilling work, good close to for God. They liked the bit of even asking what they thought. What they didn't have, the serpent allowed that they were being denied. So they took matter to their reason. There was an element out of their reach for control that they wanted. So impossible. They grabbed what they wanted and took it. Ironically, it was the serpent who really wanted. They, by placing blame with these thoughts, convinced her to make what's like better choice. He thought he would have kept it. But we all know how this works. We all know he doesn't. But in a way, this relates to the classic hiding. You have a buddy. One sticks with you, goes where you're gonna go. The other one, looking at his own interest, may make a suggestion that's good at but ultimately leads to trouble. In this unseen game we play, we all often are let us go, possibly even higher. Once we get into that tough spot, the cycle is doubt, dread, fear. It once again comes back. This unseen game now seems higher. The waiting, wonder if we are going to to get found out, but it's the time slows down. Full competitive edge what we thought we had now in front of us. Be agonizing over situations possibly even. Why? Because we have an enemy of our soul. Concept and offer suggestions until our mentality about the whole situation. The speaker now seems like this is what Satan. He wants us to remain and yield our one to God. What do we do? Well, fortunately, there is like every good game of hide and seek, one has to have a plan. The better the plan, the more likely it is that they're going to find searching. The ultimate seeker had a plan for the king, Adam and Eve. He knew that the choice Adam and Eve would make would separate them. And if you think about hide and seek, realize that one hide, hoping not to pass, his or her ultimate goal is to reach the space without getting caught. The seeker, of course, wants them to find the hider before they get back. So it is with God. He wants to find those hides, especially those hiders, because he knows that that on their own they can never. I separate ourselves looking for an opportunity to run whatever it is put us in. Remember, we're talking about immense emotions. Regardless if you're knowledgeable of the plan, you'll that's the literal. No one is immune to feeling pain, guilt, embarrassment, that can push us. However, just like Adam and Eve's case, there is hope, there's healing, and there is a way back. First John 4:18 says that perfect love has to have. Through God's perfect love and power of the cross, death, and resurrection of Jesus, God eliminates paralyzed agony and hold that fear brings. Through Jesus' blood, we have nothing to be afraid of. God cast it out. Paul says in Romans 8:1 that the power of fear has been broken because there is no longer those who are that condemnation is often by time. But that condemnation itself is destroyed by the Word. It's that same Word that changed our status as God's enemy. Romans 5:10 says, "For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." The opportunity to be ourselves as Christ Himself has stepped up to pull us out of hiding and lead us away. He is the one who was sent to remind us that the ultimate who is pursuing our heart not because He wants to tell you that you're wrong. But rather, He's offering us a hidden wisdom of all the mistakes. Again, even when Adam and Eve realized that they were not without the hope, because God had made them a promise. God made a promise that they made a promise that there would be a solution over. those who point toward fulfillment. Satan, the real enemy of our soul, relevant. He never wanted us to have the option. Separation from God was his goal. That's kind of. He wants us to believe that hiding is the best choice. May strike God until that perfect moment. Make a run. He knows full well that there is no perfect moment without Christ. Never forget. When we allow ourselves to be overwhelmed, we begin to believe that I feel a little part of our heart, mind, and life. Or even so, just run away. We were blinded and seen that we never. The Lord Jesus knows better. He wants confidence and knowledge of the Father. He knows that when we hide, we become bonded. Fear warps back to that vicious cycle that I'm through. But John 15:15b-16a says, "Now you are my friend, as I have told you everything, Father. You did not. So now what? Now we have all that we waited for, all coveted pride. We can't run to the home base without your paralyzed. Without Satan barring the way. There is now no fear of getting caught, no fear of condemnation, no fear of losing, or even being caught. Christ is our way to get through. He is our joy, he is our salvation. He is the one that reminds us that we are not condemned, that through his blood we're free to move toward guilt. So, and a twist of iron says we actually want to get. For the beauty of this prize is when we accept Christ's solution to our problem, there are no conditions. For years, people thought they had to make some sort of peace, but they have done wrong. Even if they decided to come out of hiding on their own, saw the hand of Christ off. They thought that there was a gap, something that they had to do. It was easy to get into the mentality. Now, still. The reality is, Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For it is by grace that we have faith, not God. It is the gift of God, not by words, that we've been reconciled, we no longer need to hide from God. Being hidden actually takes us home. We're no longer hiding in darkness. Darkness is the presence, neither is this or separation. Colossians 3:3 tells us to die, life is now hidden from God. I don't believe that all of this. The Word of God has specific words for specific reasons. In this case, I believe that we can focus on the emphasis of the Word of God. Christ, meaning the anointed from the side. It's one thing to say that I'm hiding, as if we were to say I'm hiding everything. It's killing. But it's a little different to say that I'm. When you've accepted Christ by believing that his death and resurrection paid for you, the form of self no longer fight. Now, this revelation of truth but elect? Now, just to clarify, you yourself are not invisible to God, but through the blood of Christ, the very things that kept you bonded here, separated from God, are now what is invisible. Christ himself is being. He has picked you out of your personal hiding place. Yes, it is you. Hidden you with you, both. John 15 refers to the awesome branch. In John 10, he refers to God as shepherd, where the truth is called. Sent Jesus so that we would be able to be himself, and now to be a part of Christ. Editor INC said that the biggest challenge is faith. Sometimes we do that in our own life. I'm out of high. And you may be, I have out of high. Not hit it. Now I feel. Well, I want to let you know that there's a way to get it. Even when we know God's plan, we know to accept Christ, there still be times in our life when we have to hide God. It's easy to get caught up in feeling guilt and pain toward back. I remember often driving back toward Sunday morning, think that I had done previously would then articles that he read they didn't like, or some phone call that somebody listened to I didn't feel right. And I'd often try and think that I didn't worry about it. I've never driven into work, but if you walked in the room and say, we heard what you did in the car. But no matter how many times that. But what did was the word of God. Lamentations 3:5. And for us, this was the reassurance that I didn't have to hide from God. I didn't have to hide from God. He had a plan for my life. It was perfect. Whatever happened, whatever I wanted. A second way back to go back to hidden from Christ is to come out of false time, meaning being honest with the Lord. I found an example of false hiding. His name was Bernadette Waldo Meredith. And he traveled to the country posing as a Navy officer for the third time. He was known as the Great Imposter. One of some of the greatest identities. He even saved his life as a Mormon church without anyone. But the fact is that he may have been good, but still this time God of when we too often find our I feel that we need to hide from God. We're not being honest with who we are. That lack of honesty brings about the same kind of separation from God. James 5 says, this best sin you shall be. Being healed by being honest and professional brings us back. Back to our original hide. There would sometimes come a point. call a calling on us. Well, the most likely explanation for this child's verbal adaptation. Ale'ale's ox in front, which when translated means every awesome. It is actually a parallel that relates that all the freedom in essence is all of it. He invites everyone to come to the altar. Everyone who accepts Christ has the offer of salvation. I invite you today to accept that gift. If you've never forgiven, or you've accepted it, get fought with it, hide it away, and maybe just have it been honest with you. Back. The invitation is open. The ultimate secret never stops. No matter where you've been, no matter what. Remember, it is through being hidden, not just a short span of time, temporary altitude, but in life or life, you win the victory in Christ. Heavenly Father, we I think that was. I think that you want to transform our lives, however, that you've given us an opportunity. I pray that we would grow closer.
Please. In Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground. Up through the fiercest drought and storm, what heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease, my comfort, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I'll stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless faith, this gift of love and righteousness, scorned by the ones he came to save. Till on that cross when Jesus died, the wrath of God was satisfied. For every sin on him was laid, here in the death of Christ I live. There in the ground his body lay, light of the world by darkness slain. Then bursting forth in glorious day, up from the grave he rose again. And as he stands in victory, since curse has lost its grip on me, for I am his and he is mine, bought with the precious blood of Christ. No guilt in life, no fear in death. This is the power of Christ in me. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. No power of hell, no scheme of man can ever pluck me from his hand till he returns or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand.